I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Results that scientists are describing as unprecedented in the treatment of cancer have been announced at a conference this week. A team led by Stanley Riddle, a researcher at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in the US, have developed a method to reprogram the immune system to selectively target cancer cells. This means that unlike traditional chemotherapy, which can't tell healthy and tumour tissue apart, and this is what causes unpleasant side effects, the immune system acts with surgical precision, selectively weeding out rogue cancer cells while leaving healthy tissue untouched. But how does this work? What are the risks? And is this the game changer that we've all been waiting for? I asked Chris Rudd, who's an immunologist at the University of Cambridge, where he works on this same approach, for his opinion.
So this announcement that took place in Chicago at the cancer meeting was an announcement showing dramatic results, astounding results in the treatment of cancer in patients. 26 patients were treated with this new therapy, and these were late-stage patients with cancer who were clearly going to die. And the therapy has resulted in complete remission in 24 out of 26.
What is the treatment and how does it work?
Well, the treatment involves devising a protein. The protein is called CAR, so for chimeric antigen receptor. And it is a protein that has at one end an ability to recognize the cancer cell. At the other end, it has an ability to tickle the T cell into which this protein is inserted to stimulate the T cell to react against the tumor and to kill it.
These are immune cells that they're manipulating that are capable of killing other cells.
Yes, that's exactly the case. You're harnessing the power of the immune system that normally is used to recognize and eliminate infections such as viruses. Now you're harnessing that power to not only recognize, but to react against the cancer cell and to kill it.
How did the team get this chimeric antigen receptor, the CAR, this artificial docking station on the cell surface that can recognize the cancer? How do they get the instruction to make that into the T cell that's going to do the killing in the first place?
They make the protein coded by DNA, and they insert it into a virus. They then take T cells out of the patient, infect the cells with the retrovirus, so that it then begins to produce this, foreign protein that, again, has the ability to both recognize the cancer cell but also to stimulate the T cell to react against the cancer cell.
And those cells are put back into the patient's body once they've been manipulated in this way in the dish?
Yes, that's exactly what happens, yeah.
Why doesn't the immune system naturally do that? Why doesn't it home in on the cancer and attack it itself?
The immune system can recognize cancer cells as foreign. The degree of foreignness that the tumor has that is recognized is less than what the immune system would normally react to, for example, in reacting against a virus. So under normal conditions, it can recognize the cancer, but it just can't react against it. It can't sort of be tickled to the point where it becomes stimulated to react against the cancer. And so what this new protein that's inserted into the cell allows it to do is really react now, become stimulated, so it can generate what we call a cytolytic or a killing response against the tumor.
Are there any negative effects that go with this? If you're putting a cell into the body that attacks your own tissue, could there be negative outcomes?
Yes, there are negative effects in the form of inflammation. And this can be countered by additional therapy in the form of what's called a cytokine that can dampen that inflammation. But you have to bear in mind that these are patients with a lethal form of cancer. And so these secondary effects that one sees are more than acceptable, I think, by all people who are participating in the trial.
Will this work for all kinds of cancer? These were patients with just a kind of blood cancer, but could we see it being applied in lung cancer, liver cancer, bowel cancer?
Yes, so the therapy was shown to be most effective in the treatment of cancers of the blood system. partly because these cells are floating around through the body freely and can be accessed more efficiently. But in principle, yes, it can be used against solid tumors and has been shown to be effective against certain kinds of lymphoma.
Are you excited?
This is really a game changer. I mean, many of us who've been in the field for years were struggling just 10 years ago with the question of whether or not even the immune system could recognize a tumor as foreign. And this therapy has really revolutionized the field. It's for that not only has allowed for us to now fully understand that the immune system does recognize cancer cells. They always did. The problem was simply that they didn't react. Now we know they do recognize, we can get them to react. And so this has been a complete game changer and can be applied to a whole range of different tumors. As long as there's something to recognize on the tumor cell, the immune system should be able to kill it.
Chris Rudd.